Hedy McKinnon is the founder of Arthur Street Kitchen. She's a food writer, author of various cookbooks. Community might be one you know. You might also have seen some of her wonderful recipes on ABC Life. Hedy, welcome.
Thank you. Hi, Jonathan.
Now, you're coming to us from your home in Brooklyn, New York.
That's correct.
That's a tough place to be right now.
It is. We have been locked inside for 3 weeks and we're all just trying to do our bit and being socially responsible by staying inside. And our apartment's never felt so small. I have three children, so they are all remote learning. But luckily, they're doing it very independently. They're Zooming all over the place. So our computers and Wi-Fi are very precious right now.
All praise the internet.
Exactly.
All right. So in that situation, what's the place then of cooking in your life at the moment?
Well, it's funny because I feel like in the last few weeks, people have just discovered home cooking. You know, I've never seen so many people cooking and using their pantry. These are things that I've been trying to, you know, preach.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. People are now cooking from their pantry. But it's been quite amusing to watch because I cook all the time, every day, all day, partly sometimes for my job, sometimes just to test recipes. And so now I'm actually cooking in a very strange way because often I will cook something new and we'll eat it for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's usually quite experimental sometimes. But right now I'm not doing a whole lot of recipe testing. So I'm just really cooking from my pantry. So there's just been some very strange meals coming out. And I think the one thing that I'm discovering along with everyone else in the world is that you can cook quite creatively from very basic ingredients.
Tell us about a recent triumph in that respect.
Oh, well, a recent triumph was actually just posted on my Instagram today. It's actually very strange. I always have frozen dumplings in my freezer. And so there was one night I got cooking very late. So I pulled out the frozen dumplings and made like a really quick Italian marinara sauce. And so I just basically put the dumplings in the sauce. And I thought, actually, this is not that unusual because it's kind of like ravioli, right? Like a tortellini, like a stuffed pasta. And it tasted almost exactly the same, except the dumplings were like a Thai vegetable, like a Thai-inspired dumpling. And my kids kind of looked at it and were like, this is could be the perfect meal that they've ever eaten.
Oh, wow.
You know? Well, they love dumplings, it's like they love Italian food. So it's kind of mashing up those two cultures. But it does make you realize that, you know, like cultural, sometimes we're so fussy about using the right type of pasta, the right type of, you know, sauce, the right type of noodles, for example. And when you kind of use what you have, you kind of come up with these pretty amazing things. And the big thing for me is it shows you that cultures are not that different. You know, like Italian food and Asian food is, you know, kind of coalescing at the moment in our house, that it's kind of okay.
That's a really interesting thought, that the hybrids that will emerge from this period could be quite wonderful things.
Absolutely. Like tonight, I was just before I came on the line with you, I'm making like a hash brownie kind of latke, kind of potato latke kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm putting kimchi in it because it has that flavor, has a bit of spice. My kids love kimchi. So I'm kind of
good.
Well, you're kind of always looking for flavors. So kimchi is just, you know, it's got that spicy kind of funkiness to it. But also right now it's like quite good for your gut health. So it's like, you know, it kind of ticks a lot of boxes at the moment. So that's our dinner tonight.
So as things started to lock down, I mean, you're a fan of a larder. What were you wanting to stock up on? What were you wanting to get in there?
I think I was going pretty basic like everyone else. I was doing a lot of tinned tomatoes. Like I have a lot of tins of tomatoes. And I've just realized you can use that for so many things. And I actually never realized how much I rely on tin tomatoes anyway in my everyday cooking, like from pasta sauce to soups, to risottos, to, you know, like
just it's everything.
It's really everything right now. A lot of garlic. I stocked up on the garlic. And then things like canned beans. I did both canned beans and dried beans. Just because, you know, the dried beans, you need some time to cook those, but we've all got time right now. So, you know, and it just yields more and it takes up less room in your pantry. And then just lots of, I'm a bit of a hoarder, I have to say, Jonathan. So my pantry is always kind of shameful in how much food I have. But the things that I did stock up on are pasta, rice, can never actually get enough rice, noodles. And I did a lot of, I did actually a lot of frozen things.
Okay.
So frozen dumplings was one thing I had about 8 packets in my freezer. I've gone through a lot of those now. But little things like pesto, like a good quality pesto, and I actually made some pesto too.
Yep.
But I put that all in the freezer, and that kind of, you know, like you might come a time where you can't get fresh greens or you know, basil or whatever. And so you've got all that in the freezer to keep you going. But yeah, I mean, 3 weeks into this, my supplies are dwindling, so we've had to kind of top up.
Now, you're a bit of a friend with salad, and speaking of of freshness, is that a bit tricky at the moment? Are you adapting?
It is, because we just don't. I mean, I'm also one of those people that shops every day in my normal life, so we've had to rely on different types of vegetables. So I've kind of been leaning onto like cabbage, because cabbage keeps for a long time. You don't even have to put it in the fridge. So, and you can use, you know, it yields a lot. So you really get 2 meals out of 1 cabbage. So I've been kind of going for that, doing stir fries with noodles, with cabbage. I've been leaning a lot on also like the dark green vegetables. So yeah, like, you know, like a bunch of kale tends to last a long time in the fridge. And so I'm just kind of going on those vegetables that, you know, will last a little while in the fridge, so you don't have to use them straight away. And you can also use them in lots of different things. So, yeah, it is different, and it's less, like there's more potatoes probably than normal. but definitely not as many leafy greens, which I sometimes crave, like just, you know, like a big leafy salad. Kind of staying away from those right now.
So when this is done, what's going to be your breakout meal, do you reckon?
I'm going to go out.
Dream.
I am dreaming right now. And, you know, I don't know if you know how horrible the New York subways are, but I am dreaming of getting on a subway and riding 4 stops to Chinatown and eating just a hell of a lot of dumplings and noodles and anything that I haven't cooked, basically.
Hetty, hold that thought. It will sustain you.
Dreaming.
Thank you so very much for your time.
Thank you, Jonathan. Take care.
Hetty McKinnon.